I think that the attitude of the United Security Council is not, let's say, is not new. Since the year 2002, I think that the United Nations has proved that they cannot help the Ivorian reach the peace they need in our country. So, let's say, it is a situation that can lead to another controversy between the people of Côte d'Ivoire and the so-called international. Yes, we think that the UN Security Council is not new, and it is in the same line like what they did since the year 2002, when they allowed these, let's say, these rebels to come and attack the government of Côte d'Ivoire. So I think that we cannot change our attitude. We will negotiate. We will negotiate, and then we will find the solution to our crisis.
Well, but Ambassador Nyamian, negotiation is a word. The international community, as well as sub-regional ECOWAS, is not too comfortable with, because Prime Minister Raila Odinga just left, blaming President Gbagbo for the stalemate, and that President Gbagbo is not willing to step down and hand over power just like demanded, saying that if President Gbagbo still refuses to step down, then force should be used as a last resort, basically blaming President Gbagbo for the current crisis in Ivory Coast. What do you say to that?
I think that President Raila Odinga didn't come as an arbitrator, but he came as a mediator. So I think that for Ivorian, for the people of Côte d'Ivoire, as much as President Gbagbo and Prime Minister Ouattara have sat down around the table to talk to each other, this position is not the best one. So I think that Prime Minister Raila Odinga did not act like an African, but he just repeated the lesson that has been told by the so-called international community. And we think, we wish Prime Minister Raila Odinga to give the chance to Côte d'Ivoire by acting like an African. I told you that the crisis in Côte d'Ivoire must be solved with the African means. That means that he must invite President Gbagbo and Prime Minister Ouattara to sit around the table and to tell the international community why and how each of them is claiming the victory after the election. If they don't do this, the decision will be, let's say, useless for the search of solution to the crisis in Côte d'Ivoire. So I think that God will help Prime Minister Raila Odinga to behave like a mediator, not like an arbitrator.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said he has proof or intelligence that shows that President Gbagbo is instigating the attacks on pro-Ouattara supporters as well as the UN peacekeepers in Ivory Coast. What do you say to that?
First of all, we think in Ivory Coast, in Côte d'Ivoire, that the power belongs to the people of Côte d'Ivoire. We are entering in the second month after the election, after the end of the election. And what did the people of Côte d'Ivoire say? The people of Côte d'Ivoire, every day, is telling the international community that the winner of the election is President Gbagbo. So we don't understand why the international community, they don't want to listen to the people of Côte d'Ivoire. Did you see what happened in the northern part of Africa, in Tunisia? Did someone call the people to overthrow the president? So what can Mr. Ouattara win the election and President Gbagbo remain the palace? This is the question. So what the international community and what Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has to do is to bring the two parties around the table so that each of them will tell us how and why it's victory. It's simple to do.
We heard President Gbagbo is sending some of his ministers and officials abroad to lobby for international support for his government. Do you think that will succeed, since the international community seem not to be interested in what President Gbagbo has to say, except for him to step down and cede power to former Prime Minister Ouattara?
Yes, I think so, because it is the rule of the game in the international community. Look, when in the year 2003, as I mentioned so many times, the United States and the UK, they wanted to go to attack Iraq. They sent some people around the world. France said no. Germany said no. Belgium said no. But they went for the war because of their interest. So now we think that as President Gbagbo is a man of peace, of dialogue and justice, we are running around the world to try to convince, to tell the truth. And I think that it is the duty of the diplomacy and the duty of a diplomat. This is why I am in Europe, for instance, to do this job. And it is my job. And I think that I will succeed because President Gbagbo has the people of Cote d'Ivoire with him, and he has the truth with him.
But the international community seem to be saying that the only thing they want from President Gbagbo is to step down and cede power to a rival and former Prime Minister Alassane Ouattara.
Look, my dear friend, President, the international community is not God. That means that they can make a mistake. The war in Germany was a mistake. The partition of the peninsula of Korea was a mistake. Even the war in Iraq was a mistake of the international community. So we think that in Cote d'Ivoire, the international community is making a great mistake. If you want, we can experience something. We will allow Prime Minister Ouattara to call for the people of Cote d'Ivoire to overthrow President Gbagbo. Nothing will happen. But if President Gbagbo calls the people of Cote d'Ivoire to go and to overthrow Mr. Ouattara, it will be in the 15 minutes, within 15 minutes. And we will end our problem and everything will be solved. But we don't need this kind of situation. What we want in Cote d'Ivoire, we want President Gbagbo and Prime Minister Ouattara to sit around the table and to tell truth to the international community. President Ouattara will tell why and how he can claim the victory after the election. And President Gbagbo will do the same thing. And then we will know the truth. Do you know what happened even in France between Mrs. Ségolène Royal and Mrs. Aubry within the same party? They solve a problem with dialogue. Even in Kenya, the country of Raila Odinga, President Mwai Kibaki and Prime Minister Raila Odinga, they sat down around the table under the office of Mr. Kofi Annan. So why don't you want this kind of situation to happen in Cote d'Ivoire? What happened in Togo? So why this double standards towards Cote d'Ivoire? What is wrong with our country? What do they want? Do they want our people to survive, or do they want to destroy our country? We want to survive. We are Ivorian. We want to solve our problem by our own. So if the international community, they cannot help us to solve our problem, we will do it by our own, peacefully. And I think that next time, President Gbagbo will wake up, he will go to the Gulf Hotel to meet Mr. Ouattara, and they will solve the problem by their own, on behalf of the people of Cote d'Ivoire.